WTBQ. Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for staying with us today here on WTVQ. And don't go anywhere, because we are going to talk about how to write anything. I love this book. This is a keeper. This is a book that once you have, you will never get rid of. Because if you think that you are a good writer and you can write, good for you. But you know what? How to write anything. Well, that's a little bit different. You might be really good at academic writing. You might be really good at commercial writing. But we're often not good at both, and we don't know all the little nuances of all sorts of things. Do you know how to write a press release? Well, maybe you never need to know how, but how about a wedding announcement? How about just the basics of writing? There is so much in this book. This is a huge, wonderful reference book that you won't be able to live without. And I want to welcome Laura Brown, who's the author of How to Write Anything, A Complete Guide. And welcome, Laura, to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks so much for writing this book. This is like a lifesaver for so many things. The things that you didn't think you really needed, but you go to write a cover letter or a resume, or as I said, a wedding engagement announcement, just whatever. I mean, everything that you could ever think about writing is in here. Social media. How many people are really great with social media? I think maybe everybody under 30, but maybe not everybody over 40 is as good as they think they are. You have done all of this, and I would say, who did you write this book for? But I think you have written it for all of us. But is there any one particular person that you have written this book for?
Well, you know, I think it really is for everyone. And the reason I wrote the book is that the way we write has changed so much over the past couple of decades, partly because of the internet. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us do most of our writing on the internet these days. And also because I think society in general is becoming more informal. And people are wondering, oh, what are the rules? Are there any rules anymore? How do I do this?
Well, that's true. That's a really good point. We are informal, and we do it over the internet. Are there rules in emails like there used to be in letter writing?
Well, I think there are. I mean, it's kind of a free-for-all. Everybody has their own rules. And, you know, if you write at work, then different companies have different conventions. But I think there are definitely best practices. I think no matter where you're emailing, you can assume that everybody's in a hurry, mm-hmm. and nobody wants to read a long, drawn-out email and
right.
to read to the bottom to get to the point. So I think it's a pretty good rule to make sure that you get your request or the point of the email right at the top in the first couple of lines so that the person knows what's being asked of them.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. You know, with Twitter, which I love Twitter, and many of us do, but it's short and succinct. And that has taught us all that we don't have a very good attention span anymore. I mean, whether we did before that, I don't know. But certainly, since Twitter has gotten so popular, none of us do. So when you write a letter or an email or an anything, a book review, a wedding toast, anything like that, you can't make it too long anymore, can you?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, for better or worse, I think things like Twitter have changed
mm-hmm.
the scope of our attention spans. And, you know, you can't change that by boycotting it.
No.
You really do have to work with it. And I also think that the speed of life has just really accelerated across the board. So I think at this point it really is courtesy to get to your point as quickly as possible and not expect people to spend a lot of time going through your writing.
I think that's a great word, courtesy, because none of us want to spend that much time on these long emails and this long thing. And, you know, most of us don't really care about anybody. I guess this is rude, but about anybody else, you want to get to the point. You don't care how they got to that point. You don't
right.
care how you lead up to it. You want to get to that point. Is there a time that we should send a personal letter, a handwritten letter anymore?
Well, I think there are a lot of times. I think certainly a condolence message should always be handwritten or at least typewritten on paper. I think messages of congratulation really mean a lot when they come on a card through the postal mail. I think everything just means a little bit more. A thank you means a little bit more if it's actually on a card, because there are some people who still save these things.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking that. I mean, I think we all have something from years ago that we saved that somebody has written to us. I remember years ago, Catherine Graham, who was obviously the Washington Post, had sent me a personal letter, and of course, I saved it. I framed it, you know, things like that. You know, these days it would have come in an email. We can print them out. We can save them. It's not quite the same thing. And I think thank yous. I still make, you know, my daughter write out a thank you note by hand.
Yeah.
Although I got to say, a lot of times we do it by email. because that's how so many people communicate. We often don't know addresses anymore.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So, I mean, sometimes, as much as I like the old-fashioned of doing it by hand, sometimes it's not how we communicate. You know, we do so much business. The people we know on an everyday level are through email or texting. So when you hear something about them, I just send a condolence through an email because that's the only way I know the person.
Right.
So I guess often that's not the case. Website copy is different. You have everything in here. You have everything for writing at work, writing at school, writing in your personal life. I mean, every little thing you would do, accepting a job offer. You know, in a job offer, do we ever send anything in looking for a job personal? Do we ever send it by hand anymore, or is everything by email on that?
You know, a lot of recruiters recommend that you still send a thank you note for your interview as a letter. And I think it's sort of a two-pronged approach. People will be looking for a thank you email, but if you also send something by the postal mail, something written, it's a courtesy. And I think one thing that it can do is that it can differentiate you from other people. Now, we're sending so much less through the postal mail that if you do send a card, then it really kind of draws attention to you. Oh, this person is really interested in the job, or this person really cares.
Mm. Well, that's true. So that handwritten thing says that we really care. I think many of us often wonder if people really want to get them, though. You know, I guess, you know, you don't want to be pushy. Some people don't want to deal with that. But I always think that's a really good idea. And the same with, you know, well, is it the same ever with asking for a job? I mean, a lot of people, you know, everything's through the internet. And we have to learn these buzzwords in writing a resume and all that stuff. Is there any time we just write someone and say, I'd like to work with you?
I think so. And I think that, again, I think that's something that can set you apart from the crowd and really make an impression. I think especially for young people looking for their first job out of college, that can really catch a manager's attention, because it really expresses a serious interest in the company or the organization. Of course, you have to go through the electronic process, right? And many jobs you apply for online, and you just paste your resume into a web form. So, you know, writing a note by hand isn't an alternative to that, but I think it can sort of set you apart in some cases.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. How about social media? We touched on that a little bit before. Anybody under 30 is very savvy with it. A lot of people that are older feel they need to be on it. They're not so savvy. Can we overdo that at certain points? Luckily you have all this in here, Facebook update. You know, how do you do that? Are there certain rules about that? Because we often see people that look really awkward on Facebook. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we all kind of roll our eyes and go, they're not doing it right. It's right. And you
right.
know that they're probably over 40 or 50, so they just haven't figured it out yet. So there are rules to things like that, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of guidelines in the book about Facebook, and I'm 54, but mm-hmm. I've been working on the internet ever since it started, just because of my various jobs. And I remember talking to my editor when I was developing the book about, well, do I do a Facebook status update? Everybody knows how to do that. And she looked at me and she said, I'd love to learn how to do a Facebook status update. And I think she's younger than I am.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So not everybody's so good with it, but you have to be involved in social media. I mean, my personal view of social media is a little overrated. I don't think a lot of likes on Facebook gets you a lot of money if you're a company. But I think it's one of those things that without it, you're nowhere. With it, you're as good as you're going to be how you make yourself. I mean, I don't think it can make you anything, but you have to learn the rules of social media, right?
I agree. I think, especially if you are running a company, if you're not on social media, people are going to wonder what's wrong with you.
Mm, right. Well, that's true. Yeah.
So I think that, you know, I think that people who are not accustomed to it can certainly learn. As I say, there are guidelines in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I think another great thing to do is to just get on Facebook and read a lot. See what people are doing. You know, you sort of get the voice in your head. If you are Facebooking for your business, look at comparable businesses, see the kinds of things that they do in order to engage their customers.
Good point.
And also Twitter. I mean,
Twitter's
a really
great.
Specific style that you need to learn. And you can learn it by just reading a lot of tweets.
Right, that's true.
See how people do it.
I've been on Twitter since the beginning, and boy, it's evolved. I use it less now than I used to, but it's evolved from a very different thing when it first started. We only got about a half a minute left, but I got to tell you, I'm looking through your book and I see something, Letter How to Fight a Parking Ticket. I got to read that. I got a parking ticket the other day. And
I know.
And I need to write a letter. My husband's going, you got to write a letter. There's so many great things in here. This is a book I'm telling you, I will never be without because I can just use it for reference. I've had it for a few weeks and I absolutely love it. Laura Brown, great book. How to Write Anything, a Complete Guide. Thank you so much for joining us. And everybody, everything is on Facebook, but everything is also on shannonscorner.com. So go there and a direct link to Laura's book. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.